It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's a live Sunday night edition. We're temporarily missing Mark, but I'm sure he'll be back. Oh, excuse me, Brian. Let me turn on your microphone.
And I was muted. What is this?
I'm sorry. I was all in
a feminist communist takeover. It's the pink mafia. Mark's gone and I'm muted.
That's right. I'm taking over the show. Except I wouldn't call myself a communist, but oh, here he comes.
There he is.
Anyway, this is the show where you can call and take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. And Mark's back.
Here I am.
Let me unmute you. 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype LRN.FM. And we've got some exciting programming coming up for you here in the second hour of the show. Probably going to talk about, well, the TSA apparently getting rid of some of the porno scanners, but not all. But first, let's go to the phones. We've got Annie on the line listening in St. Louis. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing great. Welcome to the show.
Glad to hear your lovely voices.
Thank you. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, you were talking about the schools and everything, and it kind of brought up something that I have a 16-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. junior in high school, and I, every once in a while, get to talk to some of her friends about what they think about certain things, mm-hmm. and what they're teaching these kids in school is appalling.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Well, they're teaching them that GMOs are good and vaccines are good. And, I mean, then when I have them look up certain things, you know, they're like, oh, my God, they're like a deer in the headlights. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm sure you've experienced this where you talk to somebody about anything like that and they are like a deer in the headlights.
Sure.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's actively discouraged, you know, to think outside the box when you're in school. Like
generally, you'll get yelled at.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not just talking about the kids. I'm talking about, like, adults that you talk to. And,
right.
Know, don't you have, like, certain people that you can talk to about things and other people, you know, it's like you're afraid they're going to call.
Yeah, definitely. I've had that experience for sure. And I think even adults, you know, they've gone through that same school system where it's not really encouraged to be curious about things, to look at things in depth or to think creatively or outside the box. Right. And so those people grow up into adults and they're just like so sick of they associate learning with school, which they don't like. And then they're so sick of any kind of learning, they've formed such a negative association in their mind that they're just not curious about too many things. So
also, it has to do with authority. I mean, you know, you accept whatever information you accept from an authority figure, and then when somebody gives you some information that you know, contradicts what it is that you know, what people tend to do is sort of compare authority figures. You know, they've got you, whoever you are, and they're comparing them against, well, the teacher and, you know, the people that have told me this in the past, and you know, I don't specifically know what information we're talking about here specifically, but that's often what everybody has to accept information from authority, and they just assign value to those authority figures.
Do you think it also has to do with so many people on pharmaceutical drugs?
Like what? I mean, you know, the pharmaceutical drugs make them gullible?
I mean, just making people, like, into zombies, like, just not, you know, connecting with anything different.
I don't think so. I
wonder about that because now, you know, when I was going to...
The side effects of those, they are,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they talk about aggression, you know,
well, Ritalin and, like Ritalin and ADD, so-called ADD drugs in particular, they are just reaching such high proportions in terms of the amount of kids who are taking them. And I think that it's gotten to the point where nearly everyone agrees that, yeah, this is overdiagnosed, and some people think this doesn't exist at all, right? And I think a lot of times you know, I'm inclined to say that it's more, it's not a problem for the actual student. It's a problem of the environment that they're in, that it's so, it's not providing them the stimulation that they need in order to pay attention. And so they're saying, okay, there must be something wrong with you, so you take this drug.
Yeah, I worry that there's like a degree. I mean, today's like attitude adjustment pill that gets, you know, dealt out pretty easily by whatever psychiatrist or doctor, you know, GP.
Seems that way.
Yeah, that was, you know, the last generation's medicine for the absolutely insane.
Right.
Right.
And if it was designed to work on people who really have, you know, some very genuine issues, you know, mental issues, what is it going to do to someone that's just kind of normal?
The long-term effects are not known. That's the thing. Giving
it's
these
not enough time.
Medications to children where the long-term effects are not known. And actually, in some studies, it causes Ritalin amphetamines, which is basically like an amphetamine, causes the brain, you know, mass to shrink by like 10%.
Oh, really?
That's something that I've seen before. Yeah.
Now that's
what were you about to say, Mark?
I would say 8 out of 10 people I know are taking antidepressants.
It's very high. It's very, very high. And you can find
I think there are situations where, come on, you're going to be depressed. I mean, you don't have a job, or, you know, you lost your spouse,
you're living in a world where people are constantly telling you, you must do this, you must do that, and you're not really being honored in terms of your autonomy, your choices.
And you're living in a society with all the mores that tell you, no, you're not supposed to be happy.
You're not free, right? So, of course, you're going to be depressed, right? And any final thoughts?
No, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. Let's go to Jack. He's calling in on Skype. And, Jack, I'm going to bring you on. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sounds great. What's on your mind?
Well, this relates to what the last caller was saying, in that nobody, even in college, no one teaches epistemology anymore.
Right. And for our listeners who aren't familiar, could you say what define epistemology, please?
Epistemology is the science of knowing what's true and what's false.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds like something that's really important if you're going to live your life and try to determine fact from fiction and make decisions about how you're going to conduct yourself, right? I think that's pretty important.
Yeah. So the point isn't necessarily whether GMOs and vaccines are good or bad. The really important question is, how do we know if they're good or bad? And nobody knows that anymore. All we can do is defer to authority. We don't know that there's very few people remember that there was this thing called the Enlightenment, and we learned that there's a process that you can use to figure this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't coin this term. I read it from someone else on a forum, but it's like we're living in the Endarkenment.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that I do debate whether or not kids are being told if GMOs or anything is good or bad. I think what they're being told is far worse. They're being told it's necessary, that we can't go without it. And that turns it into not even a moral question.
Sometimes they're being taught that,
right,
you know, creationism is... sorry, Jack, go ahead.
I didn't really have anything else to add. That was basically my comment.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah, as far as GMOs go, I mean, my biggest problem with GMOs isn't that they exist. It's that the way, companies like Monsanto use intellectual property to put small farmers out of business. Mm-hmm. They make it so that this little guy can't compete, and that seems like the biggest problem there. I don't know whether GMOs themselves today are great or not. I think that they've got some pluses and minuses. But if you're going to see advancements in the area of, you know, plant life and things like that, people have to be able to experiment and try new things. I think people deserve to know that. I mean, I think you deserve to know whether you're eating GMO food or not.
I take Jack's point, and I think people, you know, frankly, people are well served by knowing how to determine what's true and what's not.
Sure.
And
sure.
Something that I never got taught in school was, you know, logic, reasoning, empiricism, how to determine this stuff, epistemology.
They don't teach you how to learn.
Did you learn how to learn when you went to school? I'd love to hear about it. It's Free Talk Live, and you can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1690.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1732.06, $866.03 for a half ounce, or $433.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $1732.06, $866.03, and $433.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the Live Sunday edition. Stephanie here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you tonight. We'd like to give out the phone number where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE, or Skype to lrn.fm. You want to make sure to add us as a contact first if you're going to do that.
That phone line is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business of some sort and you you know, you find accounts receivable to be a arduous and vexing task, SACL CAI can take care of it for you in a manner that treats both you and your clients with respect. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page.
Gotcha, Mark. And by the way, if you want to not just listen to Free Talk Live, but if you want to make it a little more interactive experience, if you want to see what we look like or as we do the show or during the breaks, what we're laughing at and wonder what we're
discussing. We've got a whole new camera set up.
We do, yes. Now there are two cams, and they switch at random intervals. So
and we've done a favor for you tonight. We don't, Brian and I don't have the cameras trained on us.
That's right. We have it on Stephanie.
Thanks, guys. Taking one for the team. And that's at cam.freetalklive.com, cam.freetalklive.com. Okay, gentlemen, you know, I'd like to hear this story about the TSA, Brian. You mentioned something about bringing in a story where the TSA is getting rid of some of their body scanners, but not others. Is that right?
Well, it's not clear on what they're not and which ones they're not getting rid of, but it is clear. The story, TSA ends naked airport scanners contract after years of controversy. And this is from RT. Now, I'm sure the Russians are very happy that our security is down, and I'm just kidding. The Russians couldn't care less about our airport security.
But I think that one thing the Russians do want is to make our government, bungling government agencies, they want to show the bunglingness of the government agencies.
Sure, but they're not being dishonest.
No, right. Yeah, right. That's the thing, is the government agencies and bureaucracies are just, you know, they're lining right up to make it clear.
Right, this isn't a propaganda paper because, I mean, they can't make this stuff up.
It is interesting that, like, I don't know, I don't really typically hear about these kind of stories in U.S.-based periodicals, right? A lot of stuff covering, you know, the transgressions, I guess, of the TSA
sure.
and other U.S. government agencies does come out of RT. So
sure, I mean, I generally don't admit my own screw-ups,
yeah.
So I don't blame anyone
well,
else.
It's true
the
that
media isn't supposed to be in a
right,
wing of the
right.
government.
Exactly, but it is, exactly.
Okay, well, with the story here, the U.S.
It was supposed to be the fourth estate, not the fourth column.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we only have one estate now anyway.
Yeah.
But, the U.S. Transport and Security, the TSA, will remove all 174 of OSI Systems, Inc.'s Rapiscan body scanners from airports following serious concerns over the inability to protect the privacy of passengers. The $5 million...
Because, they, you know, for one thing, the TSA has been caught on film. Some people in the TSA have been caught on film laughing and yucking it up at people's pictures. And
yeah, and actually, at the end of this story, they mention how one woman went through and the TSA officers kept saying, wow, cute.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a number of cases of that happened that are documented. There was one where a woman had a lawsuit that she brought against the TSA because they made her go through the scanner three separate times. They were like, oh, we didn't get a clear picture the first time. Of course, she's a very attractive 23-year-old woman. Right?
Sure.
And they made her go through several times and then made a joke about it the third time she went through, saying that they were going to save her pictures for later or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy and with a badge.
She has no, of course she has no choice. Like, if she wants to get on her plane, she's going to go through that.
No,
scanner.
I'm not going through this one more time for you fellas.
Yeah.
You know, she can't do that.
Or,
I mean,
I guess
it's
her
involuntary.
Other, her other, quote, choice, which isn't much of a choice, is to let them touch her. The people that were making her go through the scanner three times,
oh, yeah,
they wanted to gawk at her body.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that makes me really uncomfortable
yeah.
when I see that.
I mean, you
that.
Know, it's, it has all the trappings of a rape. I mean, I'm sorry to say
sure.
it, but it's got this involuntary sexualized aspect
yes.
to it.
At least a molestation, right?
Yeah.
It's involuntary sexual, yeah.
Sure. So the $5 million contract Rapiscan had with the TSA will come to an end, leading to the removal of the invasive machines from all U.S. airports. The contract has been terminated as a result of the company's inability to meet TSA requirements that their machines develop software to produce less invasive images of passengers. The need for a speedy adjustment intensified in November 2012.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm confused because, okay, before the body scanners became common practice at every airport, there were some, like, supposedly leaked pictures that got out of the images that they would produce under a person's clothes.
Right.
And there was this image that, you know, I could have had some nice fantasies looking at, I would say. There was, like, you know, a nude woman, basically, in blue, because mm-hmm. it's a computer-generated image of her body. And it was very graphic. Like, you could see belly buttons and nipples and all the details.
Right.
then it came out that that photo was not actually the way that these body scanners produced images. And then another photo came out, and it was sort of like a blurry, you know, not very detailed one that would just show like a gun or something if it was on somebody. So I'm confused about what pictures the body scanners actually produce. Are you saying there are two different types of machines?
To add to the confusion, according to this article, Rapiscan lied on their, or they falsified the test reports for the government to make it look like, their scans were less invasive, or that they were, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so who knows what the real deal is? Like case you're talking about is that maybe Rapiscan scanners were showing off the nipples, belly buttons, and everything, but then it came out later, oh, no, we fixed that.
Mm-hmm.
But then that was a lie. So which one's the lie? This is such a mess.
Well, clearly the government doesn't care about having accurate data. I mean, they don't even know how much radiation those things give off.
They haven't been
through the medical testing that a medical device would go through.
Yeah, not the normal rigorous testing.
Right. So, I mean, you know, these machines did not go through the testing that an MRI went through. You're much more likely to go through one of these machines several times a year. I don't know that I've ever been in an MRI. So, you know, why is that? Why is it that people work around, TSA agents work around these machines day in and day out, and they haven't been subjected to medical testing?
And then it's like, oh, trust us, they're safe.
Right,
no
who
problem.
Am I trusting? Yeah. The people that are putting out the pictures that
turn out
to be not true?
You're supposed to trust the people who give you the false choice of either, you know, letting them look under your clothes or touch your body.
It's not about security.
It's about herding people through these things.
When the red team, the TSA red team tested these backscatter machines in Dallas, the report got leaked, and they missed the gun 5 times out of 5.
Yeah.
That's 5 times out of 5. 100% of the time, they missed the gun on somebody. So, yeah, what good are these things?
Can I stop paying the TSA? Oh, wait, no, I can't. Because normally that's what I do when a business fails me, is I stop giving them money, but... Oh,
That sure would be nice, but
yeah.
I'm afraid that you pretty much have to go through their little machines, and you have to do things their way, or you can drive, and which is it shows that frankly, since flying is safer than driving, and domestic flight is down 30% since 9/11, some of it has to be because people don't want to get groped by the TSA.
Mm-hmm.
The TSA is killing people. I mean, that's the end of the story. They're forced to drive. Driving's more dangerous. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, let's find something, let's keep airplanes safe, but let's find something that doesn't cause Americans not to want to fly.
Sure. I think it just shows a real hypocrisy because they held so firm to these body scanners. They're going to be implemented and then you're going to like it, right? And now they're kind of changing their tune years later, just like they did with taking your shoes off.
Who will build the roads? Maybe we wouldn't need roads if the TSA wasn't around.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Call and bring up anything that's on your mind.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep worrying about tests and schoolwork? Eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition. How many other shows are live on Sunday night? There are not too many. I'll answer that question for you. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're so glad to be here doing a show with you all. Hey, Free Talk Live is a show where you can participate and bring up anything that's on your mind. If you'd like to call us tonight, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype LRN.FM. That's our Skype ID. Although we do have a call on the line on Skype right now, which we'll get to in just a moment. And we can't take more than one Skype call at a time, but as soon as this person's off the line, you're welcome to call in.
Yeah, the Liberty Forum, by the way, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, is coming up February the 21st.
It's coming up fast.
Yeah, very,
I'm very
soon.
Excited about this.
February 21st through the 24th. If you don't have your hotel room, you had really better hurry. As I understand, as far as the hotel rooms left goes. Cory Doctorow will be there. Jeffrey Tucker, Declan McCullough, Tom Woods. It's quite a lineup, and I think it's going to be very exciting. It always is. It's always a lot of fun. I think mostly it's going out and hanging out with the people. The speakers are great. And everything,
yeah,
but
that's always my favorite part. Sometimes I don't even go to many of the talks. I just go and socialize, and
yeah,
it's fun.
Indeed. So you can go get involved by going to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use coupon code FTL2013 to get 10% off. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Coupon code FTL2013.
By the way, Mark, you and I will not be doing the live Sunday show from the Liberty Forum, but you and Ian will be there, right, Friday
right.
and Saturday night?
And you'll be doing one of your show, Pork Therapy?
Mm-hmm, on Friday night. And if you want to visit my show's website, go to porctherapy.com.
And Brian, is an episode of Sovereign Tech going to be produced on site?
It may be, but that's still up to debate.
Yeah, Brian has his own podcast.
I have my own podcast called Sovereign Tech. That's S-O-V-R-Y-N, as I am Brian Sovereign. And it's a show about technology and how it can set you free. And it's getting pretty good reviews.
I'm really enjoying your podcast. And, you know, let you in on a little secret. I'm the producer, but I still enjoy it. All right, let's go to the Skype, not to the phone, but to the Skype, and talk to Todd. Todd, you're on the line with Fruit Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
Mark, everybody, how's it going?
Good,
pretty
Todd,
good. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad that you guys have set up the LRN.FM Skype calling line. It's much more convenient than calling into the AMP line. So
I'm pleased with it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you guys for setting that up and for making that possible, because I give you guys kudos for that.
Thanks. Glad it helps.
Basically, what I wanted to call in, I was listening to the Ladies in King podcast yesterday, and they were on last night, and they were talking about, quite a bit about, the Julie Borowski, ruckus that's been going on the last couple of weeks. I'm sure you guys have heard about it.
Yeah, just for let's stop down and give our listeners like a little summary of what that was. There's a woman named Julie Borowski. She had a YouTube channel, and she produced a video, you know, with some of her ideas about why she believes there are fewer female libertarians than there are male libertarians. And some people, you know, really objected to that video, and she got some responses, and there's been kind of a dialogue going on about that. And would you say that's a fair summary, Todd?
Yes, that's actually correct. And, you know, look, don't get me wrong. I think Julie Borowski has done some good work in the movement. I don't want to go out of my way to just slam her or shame her or what have you. That's not really my goal. What I want to do is point out that she is doing the movement, or our circles. I know some people don't like the term movement because it comes off as collectivist. But she's doing us a big disservice by, you know, saying that, you know, because women who are into sex, they're into orgasms, they're into a lot of these things that involve, that are, you know, the consensual acts between adults, between two consenting adults.
Or more.
Basically, or more, in that case, correct. I think she really is not doing herself any favor, and she's not doing us any favors by taking that position.
What was the position? I'm sorry. I guess I, you know.
I could give a quick summary, I think.
I'm going to need to hear it.
So in her video, this is a two-minute video, but she says, you know, why are there so few female libertarians? Well, you know, one reason is because women want to be socially accepted, and if you look at these women's magazines, they're full of liberal propaganda. It's all about sex, butts, and orgasms. That's what she said. And so a lot of people took issue with that and said, you know, this is expressing a pretty socially conservative viewpoint, and, you know, her values about sex are not the only ones that are represented within the spectrum of libertarians, right?
Right. Yeah. And even Kathy Reisenwitz, who's one of the senior editors or one of the writers at Reason magazine, for instance, mm-hmm. even condemned her viewpoint. As a matter of fact, she did a response video.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty fair video. I'm more concerned, though, with not so much Julie Borowski, what she did. I mean, she's acting out of principles that she feels she has and whichever. I was a little more concerned with some of the libertarian heavy hitters, quote-unquote, that backed her up. That bothered me.
I'm glad you brought that up. I am very glad that you brought that up. Tom Woods went out of his way, of LouRockwell.com and the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Tom Woods, the Tom Woods, backed her up on this. And I thought that was very shameful. I mean, he basically, you know, at one point in his missive that he wrote for Lou Rockwell, he goes, well, unfortunately, this kind of thinking dominates a certain wing of the libertarian movement, which congratulates itself for its thick libertarianism. The word thick is quoted, by the way, mm-hmm. as opposed to the I guess, and the words I guess are in parentheses, this kind embrace by the rest of us. Yes, they can see non-aggression is the key thing, but if you really want to promote liberty, you can't just oppose the state. You have to oppose the patriarchy, embrace countercultural values, etc.
So this is pointing out sort of an issue in terms of people who might identify themselves as liberty lovers or libertarians, right?
Right.
There's the idea of thickness in liberty, which is basically the only thing you care about, the idea that, you know, it's a moral principle, one should not initiate force or fraud against another, you know, other people or human beings. Or do you kind of apply that to other areas of life? For instance,
right.
You know, for instance, do you embrace freedom in sexuality? Do you embrace freedom in personal expression, in lifestyle choices, things like that?
Right. And, you know, it's one thing to apply a socially conservative principle on a private level, not necessarily a state enforced level, like so many conservatives like Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter would say. But it's one of those things where if you're going to apply this principle, then at least have the audacity to, you know, practice what you preach. If you're going to take that position, then practice what you preach. Because some conservatives don't even bother practicing what they preach.
Oh, so you're pointing out the idea that a lot of conservatives espouse like socially conservative sexual values, I guess, but then they have marital affairs and things like that, or
yeah,
maybe they're
exactly,
closeted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the problem here is the sheer hypocrisy I see coming from that side. And, you know, I understand where Julie Borowski is coming from, because on one point that I do agree with her on, yeah, there are women out there who do come off as, well...
30 seconds, Todd. Just want to let you know.
I know. Where they say that, that you know, marriage is rape, that divorce, that the marriage is slavery, that consensual sex is rape. And they go on to the feminist ideology.
Well, Todd, hold that thought, please, if you would. I think we'll want to continue this conversation. He kind of grabbed me there at the end. So please hold the line, if you would. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. Do you think marriage is slavery? Or do you want to talk about this? It's Free Talk Live.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished Birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off, are already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Free Talk Live is actually live every single night of the week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you're listening tonight on the Sunday edition, you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Or Skype to lrn.fm once we have the lines free. We are talking with someone on Skype right now. Todd has called in to talk to us. And it's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And by the way, want to let you know that if you are looking for all the ways you can listen to Free Talk Live in one convenient location, then look no further than listen.freetalklive.com. Listen.freetalklive.com lists off our radio affiliates. It has links to the live internet stream, so you can listen on your computer. It's also got the satellite, our webcam, and our listen lines if you're on the road, and the only thing you have is the ability to make a phone call. You can call the listen lines and listen to Free Talk Live there. So one more time, listen.freetalklive.com. And let's go back to the phones, gentlemen, and talk with Todd. We were talking with Todd on Skype a little bit earlier. And Todd, I'm going to bring you back on here. Now, let me just see if I can give a quick summary of what we talked about, just a recap of last segment. We were talking about a video that had been kind of stirring up some controversy, circulating around on among people who might describe themselves as liberty-loving or libertarians even. And this video was talking about, you know, the demographics of people who are interested in liberty, made some statements about women that, you know, I disagreed with, frankly, and I had lots of thoughts about that. And Todd does too, yeah. And then we were just talking about kind of some of the response and the fallout to that. Todd, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think that, you know, there's a case being made, you know, from, say, some women on the left who is particularly, and I'm talking about the liberal side, you know, the feminists who believe that, you know, marriage is slavery, that consensual sex is rape, and we're talking about the feminists who, of that side, the Andrea Dworkins, the Catherine McKinnons.
They've never been married to me because I end up doing everything my wife says. I mean, to me, if marriage is slavery, it is not the woman.
I would say that the way I envision marriage is a partnership. It's like a coming together of people. It's not anyone being anyone else's slave. And actually, I feel sad that a lot of people express their thoughts about marriage in that way, that it would be, you know, a kind of domination institution, you know.
Well, I think that People have strengths, right? And some people's strengths in management, and other people's aren't. You know, like there's only so many managers in the world. So the person who's going to be the natural manager in a relationship is more likely to end up with the ignominious role of management. Like you just heard it coming out of my mouth just a few minutes ago. My life is better with my wife managing the household. Like, yeah. It totally is better that way.
I don't think that everybody's relationships are like that, though. I mean, I don't think of the relationship that I'm in with Brian.
Well, you're not married. As, one.
No, but I don't think this would change if we got married. You know, I don't think anything would become the manager.
Before I got married, too. I mean, I think
that's missing the point. The problem of marriage is that it's a creation of either a.k.a. God or the state.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I don't think so.
Generally speaking, true. If you're making that point specifically, I think what happens is that some people take it to the extreme where they actually say, "Well, you know, if a couple are married, then it was the man that trapped the woman into that kind of an agreement that."
Well, you know, Todd, I don't agree with that, but just to play devil's advocate, hold on a second. I know that there are some places in the world where, you know, and even some in the United States where a man cannot be like prosecuted for raping a woman that he is married to. And so that, you know, that has certainly been abused, I think, in the past. And so maybe they were kind of speaking out against that. And also there are some writings from kind of like liberty-oriented people like Voltairine de Cleyre and Emma Goldman were some famous, I guess they would call themselves anarchists, right? But they were old-timey. But they were writing about marriage as an institution where, look, you know, and they were writing it in the olden days, you know, early 1900s, right, where women were groomed kind of from birth to be like property that was sold off and farmed off to a man.
Couldn't possess actual property. They had to,
right. Had to do whatever.
My mom still
said.
Has credit cards that say Mrs. C.E. Edgington on them. She's been divorced from that man for 30 years or something. He's been dead for 10.
Wow.
Bro. I mean, but he is right that there are a lot of feminist groups that do say marriage is, you know, a trap and all
sure.
that stuff. Yeah.
Well, I don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that I believe
right.
that's true. I'm saying that there are some people like groups like National Organization for Women who, while they do some good things on the social side and even maybe on some minor scale on the economic side, you know, that's open to debate. But, you know, the reality is they go after people who are, you know, who are you know, probably happy in their marriages, but then they turn around and make it sound like it's the worst deal they've ever entered into.
Right. So let's relate this back to liberty. What are your thoughts on how this relates to?
Well, I think that I don't think marriage is a trap. I don't think consensual sex is rape. One of the biggest problems here, I think, that a lot of people use is that, you know, if a couple of people who are together consensually and they respect each other, they respect each other's ideas and they love each other, and they're with each other up until the point where they decide to separate and you know, whatever agreements they've made with each other, then, you know, I think that's exactly what a lot of people are doing. You know, a lot of people are, you know, in very good relationships. There are some bad relationships out there, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, there are just some people who are in that kind of...
Seems hard to make a blanket statement about all marriage. And Todd, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. Appreciate your call.
Now, you know, I kind of wonder about this. It's so far removed from my world to understand, but I have heard people say things like, you know, males are the worst thing to ever happen to the human species, that marriage is slavery for women, that sex is always, you know, heterosexual sex is always rape.
Right.
You know, like,
I haven't heard that for a while. I think that was a lot, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea that penetration is rape. That's the idea, right?
Basically the idea that if you were a feminist, then you should make the choice to become a lesbian, and you should eschew men because...
I heard that less than a year ago, so...
Okay.
I mean, wow.
It hasn't gone away.
Okay. Well, you know, I wouldn't call myself that kind of feminist. Maybe I wouldn't even call myself a feminist. An anti-sexist, a gender egalitarian,
perhaps. I can understand those terms.
If you'd like to call it that.
I can't understand feminist. I mean, you know, to me, I find it, I find it relating to terms like you know, those situations that I just talked about there, and I don't get that. I mean, you know, for me, that's not my world at all.
Could you imagine perhaps a woman who was living in 1900 where one could be arrested for passing out information about birth control, and one had to do everything their husband said, and one maybe couldn't even choose their husband? What kind of world do you think that would be like? I mean, that certainly does sound very oppressive to me as a woman living in those times, and I can really see where people like Emma Goldman and Voltairine de Cleyre were coming from. Even I could, you know, I could relate to some of the more modern feminists who were like saying, look, Harvard didn't have women's bathrooms until the 1970s, right? So we're going to protest that. That doesn't really, you know, meet my definition of fairness.
It's a societal problem, right? And the problem I have with the term feminist, and I understand you're not claiming that, is that it picks one sex and then isolates another, as if I have anything to do with what might have gone on in the 18th century, early 20th century, late 19th century with women there. So, I mean, you're like, what? Huh?
Sure. I can understand that it sounds like it's kind of focusing more on one sex than the other. I think it's a response to the fact that historically, you know, men have been on top, right? If you look at the broader context of history, and feminism as a word or as a movement, I guess, is an attempt to, like, sort of heal from that, to sort of, like, you know, acknowledge that there were lots of things that were done to women that weren't, you know, so fair, right? That weren't really giving them equal treatment, and then try to overcome those so that maybe we could get to the point that where we could just say, I'm for human rights, right?
Yeah, and I'm absolutely for that point. And I feel like we're there today. And
I can't agree. I mean, especially like in India and Saudi Arabia. I mean, I think any liberty-minded person would call themselves a feminist.
Yeah, in my world, I'm not talking about Saudi Arabia where women can't drive.
Yeah, but even here, it's still a problem.
You're also a man, and so maybe you don't experience all the things that women do, right? So. Do you feel oppressed? 855 453.
I wouldn't know what equality is. I have a
penis.
I'm
just saying, I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah,
it's gotten
either.
A lot better, but we're not there yet. 855 453.
Salsa Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Quantum Vibe! It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant. Set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.